Mari Riesberg. Over the past several years, I've combined my degrees in acting and somatic psychology to share my sustaining creativity techniques with performers. And now I've decided to share it with a bigger audience that includes you. I believe we are all creative, and this podcast is all about that. I'll be interviewing people from all backgrounds, ages, and creativity experiences to share just how creative we all are. Today, I'll be chatting with novelist Mel Torrefranca. Please enjoy Mel Torrefranca. Welcome to the Sustaining Creativity Podcast. Today I am here with novelist Mel Torrefranca. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am very excited to get to chat with you about being a novelist and your own experience of creativity. But before we get there, why don't you take a couple of moments and let our listeners know a little bit more about who you are and what you do?
Sure. Hello, everyone. I'm Mel Torrefranca. I'm a novelist. I've been writing since I was 7 years old, and I currently have 4 books out in the world. I also have a YouTube channel where I post just kind of random videos about my thoughts, some related to writing and some not. And I run the indie publishing house, Lost Island Press.
Amazing. How long have you been running the publishing house?
I first launched it when I published my first book. That was in 2020.
Oh, fantastic. That's wonderful. I think it's great to be able to have a passion and also be able to put it out into the world. So for sure. Well, when you think about creativity, what does it mean to you to be creative?
I think it's different for everyone, but in my case, writing has definitely been my main creative outlet. And I'm not necessarily very sure why. I've dabbled in all kinds of different creative hobbies growing up, but writing for some reason was the one that just really stuck with me. I started writing when I was 7 years old, and there have been times when it's kind of faded out of my life, but I just kept coming back to it, and I just kind of had this innate feeling that I needed to write books and publish them, and that hasn't changed. So for me, it would definitely be my writing journey for sure.
Wonderful. Well, can you tell us a little bit about the books that you write and how you get your ideas or inspiration for them?
Yeah, sure. The first time I really felt driven to write was after I read The Girl Who Could Fly by Victoria Forrester. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was quite young, and the books that I was reading for class in school were very, I guess, childish, you could say, or the conflict wasn't very intense, like, oh no, the main character lost her cat or something. And it was the first time I read a story that was very dark and kind of grittier. And I was just completely entranced by it, like, wow, there's stuff that actually makes you think, that actually makes you sad. And I fell in love with the idea of creating something and like making someone else feel that way, I guess, through my own work. And that was when I first started writing. And ever since then, I've heard a theory that what writers start writing is kind of what sticks with them till the end. And that's kind of been true for me. Like, I started writing sort of darker stories, and I've still kind of stayed in that genre. So all of my books I would describe as gloomy, I suppose.
Okay.
So I also really like the stories that don't really end with the happily ever after, so kind of more bittersweet endings. That's really fun for me. And all of my books have kind of that same vibe to them, where the ending is sort of happy, sort of not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I appreciate the description of gloomy. It gives me a solid picture of what it is that you're writing about.
Yeah.
And where your ideas are coming from. I'm really curious, kind of in your experience writing and your writing process,
How do you navigate more challenging moments when they come up? Are you someone who has, like, I'm writing every day at this time? Do you have a routine? Like, what is your creative process that you enact?
I would say when I was in school, it was very challenging just because I had a set amount of time where I'd have to be in classes and I had homework. So what really helped me back then was waking up earlier in the morning and writing before school. I think it was very great that I was introduced to NaNoWriMo at a fairly young age, which is National Novel Writing Month. So every November, writers all over the world are participating in this challenge to write 50,000 words and in 1 month. And so just being challenged to write that much in a short period of time kind of pushed me to start building daily habits of writing. And so I would say since high school, I've been pretty consistent with writing regularly, unless I'm like taking a break between drafts or projects. So right now I'm at a point where, yeah, unless I'm busy with a side project, something publishing related or YouTube related, I will pretty much be writing every single day. And it's kind of like I really look forward to it. It doesn't feel like a chore to me. My preferred way to start my day would be to write something rather than working on a more mundane task, I guess, for work.
Nice. And when you're writing, is it like you could be writing anything, or is it very specific that I'm working on something, or is it just kind of that writing to keep that writing experience alive?
Right. I would say it definitely has to be my own work and something I'm very passionate about. I learned that pretty quickly with kind of dabbling in ghostwriting for a little bit. It, as much as I like writing, it really has to be my own creative work, or I just don't have the same passion for it, and it turns into work for me. So I would say, I'm pretty particular about what I actually write. Same thing with writing prompts as well. I'm not really a huge fan of like writing just for writing's sake. I like knowing that there's a chance this I'll publish this and it'll turn into something bigger rather than something just to entertain me in the meantime, I suppose.
And how do you face those more creative challenges when they do come up in your writing or in your life?
I've actually been thinking a lot about the concept of writer's block.
Hmm.
And I'm still not really sure where I stand on it, but I've started to wonder why we give writer's block a name, whereas like in other fields, if you're feeling demotivated or something, you don't really name it. And I'm wondering if that kind of gives it more power in a way. So I've just been thinking about that a little bit. So whenever I feel kind of demotivated, I try to not tell myself that it's writer's block and try to push through it, or maybe I'll go to a coffee shop that I really like. To try to motivate me a little bit. But sometimes it is really hard to keep going, especially if I've just been working on a draft a lot, for like several hours a day without breaks. And at that point, I'm like, okay, I need to take a break and work on something else for a little bit, maybe come back to this in a week or two.
So giving yourself some space from a project can help shift any challenge or that moment of like, I'm not quite sure where we're going next. Give it some space and growth. So when you have ideas for your books, who or what inspires them?
It's kind of hard to say in terms of the plot. I will say that sometimes I do have characters that are influenced from people I've met in real life. I'm very happy that I've had a lot of experience to travel in the last few years. And so just meeting interesting people kind of in passing has really been an inspiration for me for characters in my book. Because I've been able to interact with people who I just didn't know these kinds of people existed or anyone thought with that perspective. And so that really helped give me more ideas for my work. And then in terms of the more technical aspects, I guess, like my writing style, I get a lot of ideas from other books that I read. And I actually would say that I read more nonfiction than fiction, just because I feel like I spend a lot of my day in fantasy, just made up worlds. And sometimes I when I read, I kind of want something a little more grounded. And I really enjoy the nonfiction books when they dive into the more narrative aspects as well. And so I kind of get some ideas there with transitions and stuff like that.
Nice. Are you? I'm so curious. I've interviewed several authors and novelists, and some of them talk about how like characters live inside of them and will talk to them. And I'm curious if that's your experience as well, or how your characters kind of come alive.
I didn't really notice that being a thing until I looked back at all of my characters and I started to realize that they're all based on parts of me or like past versions of myself. Like I can recognize, oh, this character reminds me a lot of how I was in my sophomore year of high school or stuff like that. So I'd say I think it's kind of normal when you're a writer, just because you need to be able to relate to all of the characters to some degree to make like the reader connect with them. Because if you don't really understand them, then you can't really write them in a way that seems realistic. So yeah, I would say all of the characters I've written have a little piece of me in it.
Nice. Now, outside of your writing, just kind of in your own life with your own experience of creativity, who or what inspires you in your life?
I would say after high school, I ended up moving to Thailand, which was kind of just a crazy decision. My high school friend and I, we just figured we wanted to travel, and I had recently made the decision that I didn't want to go to college. And so I thought I'm just going to be doing the same stuff. I might as well do it somewhere else. And I ended up coming to Chiang Mai, which was really kind of a random decision in northern Thailand. And it's a really amazing international city. And there's actually a co-working space that I go to here, kind of a shared office for tons of creatives. And so I've gotten to the chance to meet some very interesting people who are working on all sorts of creative projects. And that has been really inspiring for me, just being in an environment of people from all over the world who are working on things that are very different to what I'm working on, although I have met some writers. But yeah, we all kind of have this like-mindedness, and that has been really, really great creatively for me. I think I've been able to write so much more here than back when I was in the United States.
Wow, that's so interesting. What do you think it is about another country that has inspired what sounds like more creative flow in your life?
I think especially with writing, you can always write what you know to a degree. And being able to travel and throw myself into this new world, kind of like a character would be thrown into the new world. I've been able to experience stuff that I could not even imagine as being like my imagination never would have come up with stuff. And so just having those unique experiences has given me a lot more perspective for writing interesting scenes in my books. And I think it's given me like more clay to work with and mold, I suppose. So I think just getting out into the world and like seeing more stuff has made me it's given me the ability to write more dynamic work, I'd say.
Nice. So it sounds like you really take in all experiences to help inform what you're putting on the page.
Yeah, I try to. Although I think even if I don't try to, a lot of it is just subconscious.
Which makes sense, which makes total sense. I'm curious, you said you started writing when you were seven, but what's your earliest memory of being creative?
I was actually really interested in drawing when I was young, and I remember I was in preschool, one of my earliest memories actually, and we were painting things, and I remember my teachers at the time were kind of gathering around, and my mom was there, and they were all kind of fascinated by the fact that I had drawn, I don't even remember what it was, but an actual figure of some kind. And A lot of kids were just splattering stuff on the page. And that moment really inspired me to draw a lot more after that. I don't draw things anymore, but I would say that definitely got me into the habit of working on projects of my own and kind of, yeah, that process of like starting something and finishing it. That probably helped actually looking back on it with being able to think of like the book as a project and something that I can actually finish.
And what kind of support? I mean, oftentimes people tell their family, I'm gonna have this creative job, and people may or may not support it. What is your experience of creative support that you've received?
My family has been very supportive of my journey. They always liked the fact that I was writing books, even though no one in my family really reads. And not many of them have read my stuff, but they've always been really, really encouraging of the fact that I write. The idea of not going to college and trying to make it a career, though, was a little sketchy, I would say. Rather than it just being something that was a hobby for me. But yeah, I would say overall they've been really supportive of my journey, and I'm very grateful for that.
Nice. Well, for people who don't feel like they're creative or have struggled with creativity, how would you encourage others to find that creative spark in their life?
I would say get outside of your comfort zone. That would be my main type of advice, and try to get as many new experiences as possible. I think travel is a really easy way to do that. But even in your community, you can try joining a club and just meeting new people, making new friends. I think just getting yourself out of a bubble can really kind of expand your horizons and like see a bigger picture of what's going on. And that can give you more to work with.
What are some of the things that you're doing that are outside of your comfort zone that continue to spark your own creativity?
One thing recently is I've gone deeper into voice acting. I started it in high school as kind of this just side thing that I would do to make a little bit of extra money. And since then I've kind of kept it going, but I haven't gone all in. And so now I've actually been trying to pursue that a little bit more. And it's been kind of nerve-wracking. I actually recorded an audiobook recently, which I had never done before, like a longer project like that. But it's been really fun, and I've gotten to work with clients. So yeah, that's been an interesting experience for me, and definitely like working with clients more has been a very interesting experience, especially since I'm more of a lone wolf type person and I just do my own thing. But yeah, that's been the main way I've been pushing myself out of my comfort zone lately, is like kind of getting more into the acting side of things.
Nice. I love it. That's awesome to have those growing edges to really expand creativity. And it sounds like incorporating different aspects of creativity into your life has been really rewarding.
Yeah, I think it's nice to kind of spread things out a little bit and not just write all the time. I don't think I could handle tackling too many writing projects at once. It's kind of nice to be creative in different ways.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this has been such a treat to chat with you. I just have one last question.
Okay.
What does it feel like in your body to be creative?
In my body. I would say when I'm really in the zone, at least, I kind of just, my body is not here. There's been times when I'll just like completely forget to drink water and eat food. It's just like I'm really invested in this story. And I think that's the coolest feeling, is I actually try to get into that mode by like turning off all of the lights, and I'm just in the darkness. I'd say I feel the best when I'm like gone, and I'm just in this world and fully immersed in the story.
Nice. Well, sounds fantastic. And thank you for taking the time to chat with me. If people want to learn more about your books, the work that you do, where can they find them, and how can they get in touch with you?
I have a website, meltorifranca.com, and you can join my newsletter there to stay updated on my books. And to hear from me more frequently, I have a YouTube channel. which is also just under my name, Mel Torrefranca, and I post videos there every once in a while.
Perfect. Well, I will put all of those in show notes so people have very easy access to it. And thank you again for taking the time to chat with me. I have thoroughly enjoyed our conversation.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Sustaining Creativity Podcast. We'd love to keep in touch, so follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We are at Sustaining Creativity. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Tag your friends and family so they can listen too. We love to hear from you, so leave your reviews, comments, and questions. Check out our website, sustainingcreativity.com, for upcoming offerings and creativity coaching. Tune in Tuesdays for our next episode. And remember, with creativity, anything's possible.